Track 9. 10 reasons to love Cromer. Oh, we do like to be beside the seaside. And with bags of bucket and spade charm, it's little wonder that this month's destination is regularly voted one of the best coastal resorts in the UK.
Number 1. Cromer Pier and the Pavilion Theatre. Stretching into the North Sea, Cromer Pier is one of Norfolk's most famous landmarks, offering stunning coastal views and classic British seaside charm. Originally built in 1901, the pier is home to the Pavilion Theatre, one of the last remaining end-of-the-pier theatres in the UK. Visitors travel from all over the country to experience the summer Cromer Pier show, Britain's only full-season end-of-pier variety show, which runs until September the 20th. The pier is a symbol of Cromer's resort town heritage and has withstood storms and changing times, maintaining its nostalgic appeal. Strolling along the pier is like stepping back in time to the golden age of the seaside holiday. Number 2. Cromer Beach and Clifftop Walks. Cromer Beach boasts wide expanses of sand and shingle, ideal for traditional seaside fun. Framed by dramatic cliffs, the beach is also a great spot for fossil hunting, especially near West Runton. Above, the Norfolk Coast Path provides clifftop walks. The surrounding cliffs are part of the Cromer Forest Bed Formation, which has revealed evidence of prehistoric animals, including mammoths. In the 19th century, the area became a fashionable resort for wealthy Victorians, attracted by the healthy sea air and views. Today, visitors still enjoy the classic coastal scenery, sunbathing and peaceful strolls by the sea, plus surfing. Number 3. The Church of St. Peter and St. Paul. Towering over the town, Cromer Parish Church features the tallest bell tower in Norfolk at nearly 160 feet. Dating back to the 14th century, the church is a marvel of perpendicular Gothic architecture. After restoration by the architect Sir George Gilbert Scott in the 19th century, it regained its former grandeur. Climbing the tower rewards visitors with panoramic views of Cromer and the surrounding coastline. The churchyard also holds fascinating gravestones and a quiet ambiance. It's a reminder of Cromer's long ecclesiastical history, standing as both a place of worship and a beacon for sailors. Number 4. The RNLI Henry Blogg Museum. Named after Cromer's most celebrated lifeboatman, the Henry Blogg Museum honours a true local hero. Henry Blogg served for more than 50 years with the RNLI, saving 873 lives and earning multiple medals for bravery. The museum, located in the Rocket House on the seafront, showcases historic lifeboats, rescue equipment and personal artefacts from Blogg's career. Interactive displays tell dramatic stories of sea rescues, offering a moving tribute to the bravery of Cromer's lifeboat crews. The museum is currently closed for maintenance, but it is hoped that it will reopen later this year. Number 5. Cromer Museum. Situated in a row of restored Victorian fishermen's cottages, Cromer Museum delves into the town's history through fascinating exhibits. Visitors can explore reconstructed rooms, view collections of historic photographs, and learn about Cromer's rise as a seaside resort. One highlight is the display about the Cromer Forest Bed, featuring fossils and prehistoric finds, including parts of the famous West Runton elephant, a steppe mammoth skeleton. The museum also spotlights Victorian holidaymakers and the town's development thanks to the arrival of the railway in 1877. It's a compact yet comprehensive look into Cromer's past, from ancient creatures to Edwardian beachgoers. Number 6. Amazona Zoo. Located just outside the town centre, Amazona Zoo is a family-friendly attraction showcasing animals native to South America. Opened in 2007 on the site of a former brickworks, the zoo houses more than 200 animals, including jaguars, monkeys, snakes and tropical birds. The zoo also educates visitors about environmental conservation and the diverse ecosystems of the Amazon rainforest. There's a large indoor play area, a cafe and nature trails, making it ideal for families. Number 7. Felbrigg Hall Gardens and Estate. Just a short drive from Cromer is Felbrigg Hall, the magnificent mansion surrounded by landscaped gardens and a sprawling estate, now managed by the National Trust. The hall is known for its stunning architecture, period interiors and extensive library. The estate spans 520 acres of woods and parkland, perfect for scenic walks. With seasonal events and a working walled garden, Felbrigg offers an immersive glimpse into Norfolk's aristocratic and agricultural heritage. Number 8, Cromer Lighthouse. Perched high on the cliffs east of the town, Cromer Lighthouse guides ships along the North Sea coast. The current lighthouse, built in 1833 and automated in 1990, replaced several earlier beacons dating back to 1669. While the lighthouse itself isn't open to the public, the surrounding area provides excellent walking opportunities with dramatic coastal views. Its location on the cliff edge is symbolic of Cromer's long-standing maritime legacy, helping sailors to navigate the treacherous waters. Number 9, the town centre. Packed with independent shops, cafes and pubs, Cromer Town Centre is rich in Victorian and Edwardian architecture with charming facades and traditional shop fronts. Once a bustling hub for fishermen and traders, the area has evolved into a delightful place to explore. Of course, fish and chips should be on the menu. Choose from Mary Jane's or Number 1 Cromer. And finally, number 10, Cromer Crab. No visit to Cromer is complete without tasting its famous crab, renowned for its sweet, tender meat. Caught in the nutrient-rich waters off the coast, Cromer crab has been a local delicacy since the early 19th century. Local fishermen still use traditional methods and many eateries serve freshly prepared crab sandwiches, salads and platters. The annual Cromer and Sheringham Crab and Lobster Festival celebrates this culinary heritage with food stalls, cooking demonstrations and entertainment.